This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Joining me today is James Burt with Nuga Massage and Lymphatics. How you doing today, James?
Doing pretty good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for joining me today. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Well, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit today about your business, about what you do. If you don't care, we're just going to start off with that. Just tell me about your business.
Yeah, sounds good. So I have been a massage therapist since about 2017, and I've been doing work with people with lymphedema since about 2021, working heavily with those demographics. But even with that, I still offer the full gamut of massage services. I have some mud masks for the back. I've got Swedish deep tissue, all the regular massage stuff anyone could want.
Okay. You mentioned a word there that I'm not familiar with. That you said you work with people who have what?
Lymphedema. It's where it's a disorder of the lymphatic system where it kind of gets gummed up. And usually you'll see it with people who have had breast cancer surgeries. They take out some lymph nodes. Your lymph system can't quite keep up with it anymore. So we reroute that fluid away from that area where it's all gathering up and put it into a healthy area that can process it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners about your journey. How did you go about getting into your business?
Well, I started again in 2017 with massage. I dropped out of nursing school in 2014, I think it was. It was just not for me in any way, shape, or form. but it gave me a good basis for what I'm doing now. And my friend John back in the day really helped me realize that massage can be a good pathway and take what I had already learned in nursing school to apply it more for the therapy route rather than the hospital route. So that really helped me out as far as getting into massage in general. And then with the lymphatics, my friend Yovi up in Nashville, I worked with her up in the Donaldson Massage Center. She did some really fantastic research during the pandemic about using these techniques for treating post-COVID care or treating long-haul COVID.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Once she found that connection, then we just kind of deep dove into the education. I think that first year I had 200 hours of continuing education and all that. And it started me along this whole path. I teach for the Academy of Lymphatic Studies now. It's been a whirlwind, but it's been fantastic and I've loved every minute of it.
That sounds great. Speaking of all those things, can you tell us about any myths or maybe misconceptions you hear about, your product, service, or industry?
Yeah, definitely. One of the biggest ones that I see almost on a daily basis is all of these people coming in, recovering from surgeries and thinking I'm going to do what I call incisional drainage, where somebody would poke the incision, take a needle or something, poke the incision, and then just squeegee fluid out. And that's not what I do at all. That's the Instagram thing. any massage therapist, if they're coming at you with a needle, you need to be running. they are not licensed to be doing any of that. So yeah, my techniques are very gentle, stretching the skin to get that fluid deposited naturally where it would go anyways, just kind of speeding up that process. So it doesn't hurt, or rather it shouldn't hurt. we're not poking you with any needles, and it should be very gentle and calming, relaxing, and help with your pain.
Yeah. All right. Now let's turn this to a personal side just a little bit. So outside of work, what does James Burt do for fun when you're not working on your business? I'm sure I'm sure you're working on your business a lot, but when you're not working on your business, what do you do?
Well, I try to snowboard whenever I can. I try to get out west whenever I can. Although Boone, North Carolina is pretty nice too. It's pretty out there. For the most part these days though, I'm just video gaming. Baldur's Gate has got my attention. It's very much D&D and my sister's all about that. So I've been getting way too into that lately.
I hear that pretty common with a lot of people.
Right, exactly. Yeah, my sister is obsessed with it. Anyone who likes D&D can absolutely get that game and just be in Hogsheaven.
So can you describe one hardship or life challenge that you rose above and can now say, because of that challenge, that you are better or stronger for it?
Yeah, honestly, I would have to kind of go back to when I was in nursing school. It was 3 years of very, very intensive work, and my advisors kind of set me up to fail a little bit, taking physiology before anatomy. I just didn't do things in the right order per their request, but it gave me a really, really great foundation for what I'm doing now. Because I mean, if I didn't have that extreme anatomy and physiology boot camp almost, then I wouldn't be able to teach it the way I do now. And the anatomy and physiology is such an important part of what I do with the lymphatic system and also with client education, just kind of dispelling some of these crazy myths that I'm seeing. I've got some of my ladies coming in with rolling pins, like they're doing self massage with rolling pins because their plastic surgeon told them to, and oh, wow. all kinds of weird stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah, if that's doctor's orders from the plastic surgeon, you know, follow the doctor's orders. I'm not a doctor, but yeah, they're just like wrenching themselves with these rolling pins. I'm like, yeah, you can use that. Just let's use it in a different way. it's all client education.
I understand. Yeah. Well, turning back to your business a little bit now, what's one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business?
Well, first and foremost, I wish that people would know that I'm not in Walmart. we share the parking lot with Walmart, and I want to say at least once a day I get somebody calling me like, hey, I can't find your business. Where are you at? Are you in Walmart? I'm like, no, under no circumstances should anyone get a massage from Walmart. That sounds truly horrific. But yeah, no, I'm in the Phoenix Salon Suites, right in between Joanne Fabrics and Five Guys. I just need to make sure that whoever is coming in, just give me a call, text, and I can let you in the door.
Okay. All right. Don't forget that, listeners. Make sure you call ahead and be able to get in the door. All right. So how can listeners know more about how to contact you or stop by your company? Give them some information about how to do that.
Sure. I guess the best way would be to go to noogamassage.com. That's noogamassage.com. And that'll give you all sorts of information on lymphatic drainage, what it's good for. Like, it'll give you a short list of conditions it's good for: migraines, arthritis, fibromyalgia, things like that. It also has information on my package deals as well, because my plastic surgery clients particularly like those because they need to come in pretty regularly for a month or two. Yeah. So you can get all that information online and also book online. But if you have any other questions, feel free to email me at noogamassage@gmail.com or feel free to text or call me as well.
All right. And where would they text or call you at?
Oh, of course. Yeah. It's 423-320-3586.
And just in case somebody doesn't know which Walmart you're referring to, what's your address?
It is 2020 Gum Barrel Road.
All right. 2020
Gum Barrel Road. Yeah, it's that Walmart right on Gum Barrel. Yeah.
All right. Well, James, it's been a pleasure having you on, learning more about your business and all that you do. And we appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. To all the good neighbors, the greater Chattanooga area, after meeting James Bird and learning more about Nuga Massage and Lymphatics, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want the products or services they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses of the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this day a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.